Hello and welcome to the CSFL Hub Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Kyle. Today we'll be going over our Week 5 slated games. No MSFL action this week. It was their league-wide bye week, so we'll just be going over our CSFL games for the weekend. So let's go ahead and get right into it. We'll start off with the first game of the weekend, one of the 7 o'clock Friday slates, Army versus Cornell. Army won this one 63-0. My player of the game is junior running back Henry Beck. He finished the game with a nice all-purpose day. He had 23 rushing yards, one rushing touchdown, two receptions for 84 yards, and two receiving touchdowns. So, indicative of the score, safe to say this one got out of hand early and didn't stop till the final buzzer hit in the fourth. Not much resistance from Cornell for Army in this one. So, you know, really just a tune-up game for the Black Knights. Again, could have chose any number of guys for the player of the game, but ultimately went with Henry Beck. Senior quarterback Mikhail Wilkie still had a great day. 201 yards, two touchdowns, pretty high completion percentage. Again, junior Henry Beck had the day, all-purpose day. It's definitely indicative of his usage lately. You know, even with freshman running back Arthur Lavalis really coming onto the scene, he's the freshman running back who scored the game-winning touchdown last week in their game against Navy. Even with him emerging as what looks like to be a menace for the next three to four years in the CSFL, he's still... Beck is still very much a very effective weapon, especially with his ability catching the ball. It really makes him a dynamic guy who's still going to definitely have a productive role in the offense, despite the development, the early development of Lavalis. Defense, again, not really any one guy standing out too much just because of the wave of defense that they put on Cornell on the day. Six tackles from Luke Gigliotti. Junior defensive lineman James Winsor had a pretty solid day. He had four tackles, three tackles for loss with one sack. So Army heads home next week as they take on St. Thomas Aquinas. Flip side of this one, again, not a whole lot to really talk about in terms of the play from Cornell. You know, any excitement that was generated early in the season, you know, kicking the year off with a really close loss to Caldwell, who, you know, I think if I remember correctly, Cornell had the ball with opportunity to do some stuff late in the game and they closed the lead, but you know, weren't able to secure the win, obviously. So that definitely was exciting in the sense that, like, all right, it looks like, you know, there's going to be some, you know, baseline competitiveness there, which there hasn't been for a few years now. But that excitement and the momentum has quickly dissipated. You know, this is Cornell's fifth or sixth game giving up 50 points plus in the last like three seasons. So that's just, you know, you gotta go out there and have guys compete, you know, week in and weekend out, and you know, keep the games a little closer. Otherwise your offense is never gonna have a chance to put up points if you're not capable of putting up, you know, that many points to compete in the game against a lot of teams in the league. Sophomore defensive back Ian Applegate led the team in tackles with 11, also had one tackle for loss. Cornell hits the road next week as they go visit Mansfield. Next up, we've got Penn versus St. Thomas Aquinas. Penn won this one 19-15. My player of the game is junior defensive lineman Cam Janik. He finished the game with seven tackles, three tackles for loss, and two tackles for loss and one sack. So Penn, definitely an impressive win here for them. They actually came back in this one. They were down. They had the deficit and, you know, managed to come back late midway through that fourth quarter. And defense just did not give up the lead. So definitely a really, really good win for them when it gets a stacked team who's been high scoring, high octane, and able to be effective on all the teams in the league so far this season. You know, Penn finished this one on top. Junior quarterback Ty Scherr was the one who scored that late touchdown for them, a rushing touchdown from him. So he definitely contributed, was a major catalyst for the victory. Even though, you know, I gave the game to a defensive player in Janik, their offense, you know, they had to score the points. And Scherr was responsible for both touchdowns. He has 71 passing yards and a passing touchdown, and then 55 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. So definitely a momentum builder for the Penn team this year. It'll be interesting to see what they do with this momentum for the remainder of the season. Junior defensive back Matt Cantra led them with 9 tackles and 1 tackle for loss. And then again, Cam Janik, who had himself a pretty good day, really good day by this season standards. 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1 sack. You know, he was kind of quiet to start the season. I know he had some other responsibilities and duties due to their injuries to start the season and a lack of depth, but he's definitely really come to life as defensive line, you know, pass rush in, you know, edge setter position for them. And it's good to see because he definitely is one of their better players. Penn heads home for their second matchup against Chestnut Hill on the season. Other side of this one, we have Stack. Had the lead early, but, you know, couldn't hold on to the win. Junior quarterback Ryan Kenny continues to have a career season, a program-defining season so far. He threw for another really good game, 204 yards, 1 touchdown for the junior. He's still at the top of the league in terms of passing yards and passing touchdowns between the MSFL and the CSFL. So he's definitely, you know, continuing to show week in and week out how dominant of a quarterback he can be, you know, with the weapons that the Stack team does have on offense. Those two main outside receiving weapons being senior wide receiver Jaden Bannerman and freshman wide receiver Nair Jones, who are really, really both having individually really, really great seasons. Bannerman, you know, the best season of his career as a receiver by far. And then Jones, you know, coming right in as a freshman, as a first-year player, and having a major, major contribution to their offensive production is really, really impressive. The pair combined for 13 receptions, 144 yards, 2 touchdowns on the night. So those two have definitely been tearing it up all season, and this game was no different. On defense, freshman defensive back Jaden Vargas led the team with 6 tackles. And then senior defensive back JT Perry had 4 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. So Stack hits the road next week to go visit Army. Next up, we got Navy versus Caldwell. Navy won this one 35-19. My player of the game was senior running back Brandon Atwood. Senior quarterback Brandon Atwood, excuse me. He had 184 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, with 65 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown. So this one, despite the score, good game. Two very similar playing styles. That's definitely helped contribute to the competitive nature of the game. You know, Navy came out on top, but their game plan of running the ball with a stable of backs, including Atwood, and, you know, being accurate in the passing game and playing good defense. You know, that's the recipe there. And it was a successful recipe in this one. But Caldwell has a very similar recipe as well. So it definitely was an interesting matchup between these two teams. Again, Atwood had a really good day, 3 total touchdowns. You know, he continues to be the steady hand there. And he makes timely plays in the passing game and as a runner that really contribute to them being in successful positions as an offense. A senior running back, Victor Otero, had career day, 105 yards, two rushing touchdowns. That's the first 100-yard rushing game of his career. And he's already got as many touchdowns this year as he had in his career previously. So he's definitely having a good season for the senior. Senior wide receiver Andrew Margiotta had the biggest game of the season with six receptions and 92 yards. It's definitely an improvement for the senior who hasn't been super explosive to so far this season, which is unexpected with the way his junior season ended. So it's nice to see him have a kind of come to life game similar to Janik for Penn. So it'll be interesting to see if he can capture some momentum moving forward and continuing to be effective, especially as they play Navy plays some of their bigger games down the stretch this season. On defense, senior linebacker Jack Costigan had an 8-tackle game with the interception to lead them on the defensive side of the ball. Navy stays home next week to welcome Chestnut Hill. Other side of this one, we have Caldwell. Again, Caldwell, Navy, two very similar playing styles, really contributed to a back and forth competitive game in terms of that nature. They're just their example of that game plan of good defense, running the ball, timely passing offense just wasn't enough to get the win. In this one, senior quarterback Frank DeMille threw for 109 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. You know, the Caldwell passing game, which looked very, very dynamic to start the season, has been a little turnover prone the last two games. DeMille's had four interceptions in the last two games. So that's definitely something. That's definitely a connection they're going to want to repair and improve upon as Caldwell looks to remain competitive going down the stretch of their season. Offensively rushing the ball, the Cougars continue to lean on Devin Turner, who was able to turn out 51 yards in this one. Again, he continues to be an effective runner. He's still the leading rusher in the CSFL. So he's going to continue to, I know, to be a focal point of that offense as they look to continue to win some games going down the stretch. Defensive side of the ball, freshman linebacker Adam Brash led the team in tackles with 9. And, you know, the other aspects of the defense, again, were able to slow down the Navy offense for a while, but it just ultimately wasn't enough in this one. Caldwell has a lengthy break before they go take on Army to end their regular season. And our last CSFL game of the weekend, we have Mansfield versus Chestnut Hill. Mansfield won this one 33-7. My player of the game is junior quarterback Kasid Raymond. He had 64 passing yards, one passing touchdown, 104 rushing yards, two rushing touchdowns. So once Mansfield got rolling in this one, they just put the game out of reach, too far for the Griffins to overcome. The offensive resurgence the last few weeks can 100% be attributed to the return of junior quarterback Kasid Raymond. His return and level of play so far through the season as a junior has been what they've needed to consistently maintain the flow of an offense, moving the ball, converting on third down, things of that nature. Again, the junior hasn't really clicked in terms of passing the ball just yet this season. Mansfield passing game hasn't been super dynamic or consistent. It's been open or big plays here or there, either from Raymond scrambling or the correct play calls when they happen throughout the flow of the game. But rushing the ball has been no drop-off for Raymond in the Mansfield offense. Even if some of their other running backs aren't necessarily going, like Quaker and Cherry, Kasid has consistently been able to run the ball for them this season, which has been invaluable for the offense. In this one, however, some other running backs were able to get going. Senior running back Terrence Quinker had one of the best games of the season so far for him. He had 95 yards on the ground with one rushing touchdown. Also added some receiving yards, so he had 100-plus all-purpose yard day for the senior running backs. Good to see him get things going, you know, after being asked to be one of the main contributors on offense when Raymond was gone. Is a different ask than being one of the main offensive contributors when Raymond's there. So he's definitely going to see an uptick in usage and yardage in some dynamic ways as Mansfield closes out the season. On defense, freshman, defensive back, Antonio Green, he led the team in tackles with 5. And then Matt Robert continues to have a strong senior season. He added 4 tackles with 2 tackles for loss to finish the game. Mansfield heads back home next week to welcome Cornell. Other side of this one, Chestnut Hill, again, pretty competitive in first quarter. Both teams were held scoreless, but once the Mansfield offense started rolling and the Mansfield defense continued to play strong, Chestnut Hill just wasn't able to overcome the deficit. Sophomore quarterback Anthony Cancellara threw for 68 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. The Chestnut Hill passing offense is still trying to recreate and recapture that magic that they had in their early victory at home over Penn. It's definitely something they're going to continue to work on with the foundations of the offense. Passing offense still being there, they're trying to recreate, you know, that 300-plus yard, 3 touchdown level performance, again, that they had at the beginning of the season. Sophomore running back Zaire Pannell led the team on the ground with 50 rushing yards. Flip side for the Griffins, sophomore defensive lineman Jonathan Haverlack led the team in tackles up front. He had 10, 1 tackle for loss, also a half a sack. And then his sophomore teammate, linebacker Lex Williams, right behind him, 9 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, the other half a sack in the game. And Chestnut Hill, you know, continues to show improvement upon from last season, but still trying to put together that consistency that's going to make them hyper-competitive in the CSFL. Chestnut Hill hits the road next week as they go visit Navy. So that wraps up our Week 5 review. Just CSFL action this week, so this one's a lot quicker. If you hear any difference in my voice, please excuse me dealing with the common, you know, whatever the hell is going around, you know, this time of year. Got real nasally earlier in the week. Sinus is a little messed up, but still got to get you the action, still got to get you the good. So we muscled through it. So that was our Week 5 review. MSFL returns to action next week. So some real interesting games for them returning to action. CSFL next week's, you know, the playoff seeding is looking pretty decided, but some other teams looking to play upset. We got some teams looking to right the ship as they go throughout the second half of the season. So there's still plenty of interesting football to be played over there as well. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm your host as always, Kyle. Talk to you guys next week. Peace.